Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 9, 1806. Clark walks on shore. Today is a fairly routine day, and Clark walks on shore after sending the canoes and the rest of the party downstream. They are getting quite a distance downstream from where they were to meet Lewis, but having left a note informing Lewis of his plans, Clark is not very concerned. The captains and men have had a world of experience and are confident everything will come together soon. Captain Clark writes his short entry today in the style of Lewis, describing some of the trees and shrubs.
A heavy dew this morning. Loaded the canoes and proceeded on down about 6 miles, and landed at the camp of the two hunters, Shields and Gibson, whom I had sent down to hunt last evening. They killed 5 deer, 2 of which were in good order, which they brought in. Here I took breakfast and proceeded on a few miles, and I walked on shore across a point of near 10 miles in extent. On my arrival at the lower part of the bottom, found that the canoes had been waiting for me nearly 2 hours. The squaw brought me a large and well-flavored gooseberry of a rich crimson color, and a deep purple berry of the large cherry of the currant species, which is common on this river, as low as the Mandans. The engagés call it the Indian currant. I landed opposite in a high plain on the southeast late in the evening, and walked in a grove of timber where I saw an elk which I killed. This elk was the largest buck I ever saw, and the fattest animal which has been killed on the route. Captain William Clark, August 9, 1806.
Lewis is doing routine work, but is concerned that they have not met Clark yet, and Coulter and Collins have not yet overtaken them as planned. He writes about the situation.
The day proved fair and favorable for our purpose. The men were all engaged, dressing skins and making themselves clothes, except R.J. Fields, whom I sent this morning over the river with orders to proceed to the entrance of the White Earth River in search of Captain Clark and to hunt and kill elk or buffalo. In the evening, the men returned and informed me that they saw no appearance of Captain Clark or party. Nothing remarkable happened in the course of the day. Coulter and Collins not yet overtaken us. I fear some misfortune has happened to them, for their previous fidelity and orderly deportment induces me to believe that they would not thus intentionally delay. The pirogue is not yet sufficiently dry for repairing. We have no pitch and will therefore be compelled to use coal and tallow. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 9, 1806.
Tomorrow, the pirogue dry, repaired, and launched.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.